Ambient musician and Indiana native Jeff Pierce is a name that's familiar to listeners of the meditative music program Hearts of Space. Artwork's Adam Schwartz recently caught up with Pierce at his home, where he talked about what draws him to ambient music, how he gets inspired by Indiana's four seasons, and how his music gave solace to a dying man.
Back in 1985, Jeff Pierce visited his college's radio station music library and discovered the kind of music that would become his life's work. It was there that he found the music of ambient musicians such as Brian Eno and Harold Budd.
And I knew immediately that, you know, this is great. There are people that are doing what I want to do with music, and it made me feel a whole lot less alone.
Today, Pierce has 9 CDs to his credit. What do you think led you to ambient music?
I like the fact that it's almost all instrumental, and that it wasn't a matter of someone sort of suggesting what I should think about the song with lyrics. There wasn't anyone filling in the blanks, you know, saying, this is a song about, you know, boy, girl, or whatever. It was completely up to the listener to impart their own meaning on the music. That's what I try to do with my music, with everything from the music itself to the titles. I don't want to give away too much about what the song means to me. But on the other hand, I don't want to call everything song number one, song number two, song number three.
Pierce specializes in playing the Chapman stick, basically an electric guitar with the body removed. It's got 10 strings and is held like a cello.
It allows me to, I guess, kind of have a more piano-type approach on the guitar, where you can maybe set up some things, some patterns with the left hand in the bass register, and then in the right hand, you can improvise in the melody register.
Pierce lives in West Point, Indiana. He's inspired by the change of seasons there.
I would be completely bored personally and probably artistically if I lived in a place that had the same season all year round, whether it be cold all year round or hot or warm all year round. I like the distinct seasons in Indiana. I like that there is a spring that goes into a summer, and I like that there is a summer that changes into an autumn, and I like an autumn that goes into the winter. That there are 4 completely distinct seasons here. A song that means a lot to me is The Last Warm Day in October. And the reason that it means that much to me is that I wrote it literally on the last warm day in October October of 2007, and it captured that moment of where, you know, you were in the midst of experiencing something you knew that you weren't going to experience again for a while. The Last Warm Day in October was about a specific time, whereas something like Deluge was about a specific event that happens at many different points in time, and it happens a lot in Indiana in the spring, and that is, you know, good old-fashioned rains that just come out of nowhere and build up and then just kind of fade away.
Pierce continues to write music, though he has no specific plans for his next CD. As to what he calls his type of music, well, he's okay with the labels ambient or new age, but he draws the line at easy listening. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Jeff Pierce's music is often heard on Hearts of Space, which airs on WFIU Sunday nights at 10 p.m. You can find links to Hearts of Space and Jeff Pierce's website at wfiu.org/artworks.